Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, once upon a time in Napa, there was a family called Mondavi.
Uh-huh.
Who had two sons, Robert and Peter.
Right.
And they had differing ideas about how to make wine and how to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
And around 1964, 65, they parted company and hardly ever spoke again.
Unfortunately, yes.
So we know what happened to Robert Mondavi, but Charles Krug was the actual parent company, the source of these.
Charles Krug was the original vineyard. There was actually... There was a real Charles Krug who started this vineyard in Napa in 1861, and in 1943 sold the property to the Cesare Mondavi family,
right.
who were the parents of both Peter and Robert, and then Robert and Peter split in the mid-60s.
Right, yeah.
Okay. We all know what happened to Robert.
I never really kept track of Charles Krug.
Well, I kind of didn't either, and they have another brand called CK Mondavi, which I think is their lower tier wines.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of lost track of Charles Krug completely, and I was doing a function in Williamsburg, Virginia about 6 months ago, and I'm sampling these wines from the guy on the table next to me, and they were darn good. So I,
How about
I said,
that?
Well, hell, let me look at this. So I went back and looked at this. This is a very old property, a very venerable name, and I think these people, I don't know that they've changed their philosophy, but what they're doing right now is, I think, very good and actually pretty good value. So sort of the normal hitters. I mean, there's a Napa Valley Sauvignon Blanc from the St. Helena area. With your classic citrus, lime, grapefruit, passion fruit, mulberry, and melon flavors. Again, well-structured, just very well put together. This is what they call a carriage house selection. This is going to sell for a whopping $16. So you know what? That's on my good value list for
it
the year.
It certainly is.
I tell you, the thing that I was really very impressed with on the whites was the sense of elegance and understatement. And that really follows through for the Carnera Chardonnay that they produced. This had flavors of pear, lemon, sort of a very delicate vanilla custard kind of a nuance. Last one I saw that in was the Benziger Carneros.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they're coming from the same vineyards. I don't know. But this was incredibly elegant with very bright acidity. And it just... It surprised me with just how much finesse there was there. That sells for a whopping $20 for the 2012, so I thought that was a pretty good value.
Yeah.
Their Merlot, Napa Valley designation St. Helena, also very well put together, typical blackberry, black cherry fruits. A nice note of mocha with a little bit of spicy oak. I think what makes this work for me so well is that it's not chunky.
Mm-hmm.
So much Merlot gets chunky. And
yeah.
and this just has there's a nice sense of restraint. None of these wines were big fruit bombs, so I was very pleased with that. I thought it showed well, and Merlot is not one of my favorite varietals. Cabernet is certainly something that I like quite a bit. And their Napa Yountville Cabernet is actually dynamite. I gave it a 93 on my numerical score. Sells for about $30, but for a Cabernet of this quality, I think that's entirely appropriate. A lot of complexity here, you know, all kinds of flavors, mocha, black cherry, tobacco, leather, a little bit of lead pencil. But again, the thing that makes this work for me is the same thing that made the Merlot work for me, is just this sense of power with restraint. Nothing was overdone. The oak isn't pushed out of line. The wines, even though they're like 13 to 14% ABV, don't generate heat. I was very, very pleased.
These sound really intriguing, and I think it's time for me to catch up with Charles Krug.
All right. Well, take a shot. I think you'll like it.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson, and you've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.